Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to a Wednesday webinar here at WP Studio. And this is part of our Digging Deeper series where we dig a little bit deeper with a number of the WP Studio plugins and tools. And so we're going to dive back into Form Studio again because there's a few, tasks that you can do with Form Studio that may not be apparent right off the bat because of how Form Studio is put together. So if you haven't seen any of the prior Form Studio webinars, I encourage you to go back and watch a few of those because Form Studio is slightly different than most other form plugins. It is heavy JavaScript based and there's a lot of right clicking to open up menus, which you'll see in just a moment. So what we are going to do today is we're going to start off by building a form that will allow us to capture all the data we need and then send that the specific fields to another form. And that's what you'll actually see here in just a moment. And what I mean is, and because this is an easy one to use since I use Sendy all the time. Sendy is my newsletter email system, and this is in one of my test sites, one of my test lists. You have the ability of a subscribe form. Now, what makes this unique is with Sendy, I can create a bunch of custom fields that are in addition to the name, email. You can create money. We can create another text field that says birthday. So we'll put that in there, and it's a date. So we add that field. So now we have, for this special field, we're going to collect all this information. Now, if I wanted to, I can simply come back over here to my list, my base list, my subscribe form, and Sendy is going to auto-generate, well, it should, one second, there it is. It should generate an HTML form code. Now, what that looks like, if I use the default Sendy form, it's going to look like this. You know, not bad. It does what we need it to do. But if we're going to embed that into our own site, we want it to look, we want a unique look. Maybe we also want to collect a few additional details that we don't need to send to the form. Maybe we need to have their phone number. We don't need to collect a phone number for part of this newsletter system. So if I look at this and I say, okay, I have an HTML form. Now, a number of what I will also say, and this is why it was built, there are a number of older CRMs or older applications that many of our clients use, and they have not been updated to current API systems. So they're still using just the default form, or they're making it very simple for people to have outside collection of data. So a lot of newsletter systems still use this type of thing where they will give you a form that you can go embed somewhere else. You'll notice how it has created a form. The action is the actual subscribe page for this Sendy. You'll see that I have an input label of name, an input label of email, and now there's one for money and one for birthday, as well as, you know, the list value. So that's the ID of the list, and a bunch of other systems. So I'm going to just copy this so it's saved in my, actually, let's just put this in a, there. This way we can come back to it. There's our form. Okay. So as I said, well, what if we also want to collect a whole bunch of other things, a whole bunch of other fields? Well, for most of us, we would have to probably recreate the form, maybe create a manual, but what if there is no integration with Zapier or IFTTT or an actual integration? So now, Sendy, just so you know, Sendy, I do have a Sendy integration that will handle all this by default in the extensions area of Form Studio, but I'm using the HTML form. Like, you can activate Sendy integration and you don't have to do what I'm about to show you. But if you have something that I don't have an integration for yet, this is where a special HTML form integration module will help. So just make sure this is activated if you are going to be following along in this webinar. All right, so let's build a form. And we will call this one our HTML wrapper form. And we'll go build a form. Got it. I don't need this information. I probably should have turned off all of that. Okay, so in our Form Studio, we're going to go through, and remember, we have four forms that are part of the Sendy, the newsletter list. Like one, I need to collect their name. So let's go, let's get rid of that. I'm going to right click into the properties and we're going to call this one the name, enter your name. Great. Save that detail. So we got our name, enter our name. We need to grab their email address. I don't need to change anything on that. Now we also had something called money. So we'll just say, we'll just leave a simple text question, a yes or no. Do you like money? Do you like money? And I'm going to leave that question mark off of the name. Yes or no. And then finally, we need a date. So when I'm coming over here, let's grab the date field and let's go ahead and change this to birthday. Select your birthday. Now, remember how I also said, wouldn't it be nice if we could also collect their phone number, their, you know, any number of things. So let's go ahead and collect their phone number. I think I'm gonna use that value. Let's do this as a text field. Delete that, just to make it super simple. We can use some of the other fields, but we're making this really quick. So I don't want to go through and do validation for this specific webinar. So we're going to go ahead and say phone number, enter your phone number. We don't need descriptions if we don't need to. All right. So that's just one additional field. So let's go ahead and save this. So just, we've got that information, here. Now at this point, we probably should also put a button that is a submit button. Great. Now, let me save this, and let's go to the form settings. And this is where we are looking at our integrations. And remember how I said we wanted to activate that HTML form. So I'm going to click this button. So we are going to now use an HTML form. And so form sending to Sendy. Great. And so after a successful form submission, we are going to execute this form. So what are we doing? We're going back and grabbing the HTML form that was given to us by whatever location we were at. Just paste it right in there. Form Studio analyzes the form and then says, okay, we now know what the action URL is. We now know how you're going to post. These are the fields that they're waiting to be filled in. So all we do is say, okay, this is the form value from the form we created. We're going to insert the name there. We're going to insert the email address in here. We're going to insert do you like money here. And we're going to insert the birthday. We don't need to put anything else because that's just part of the form to begin with. Now, if just as a side note, if you are using Form Studio, this is a honeypot. So don't put anything in there, because if you do put something in there, you will have honeypotted yourself. Just to, for those of you who use Sendy. a lot of times we may be looking and it's like, oh, I've got to fill out every form field. Well, that's what the bots do. So we've now got this all taken care of. I can now hit save details. Let's go test this out. Now I'm going to jump back over here to our form. Here's the last entry, actually probably what we were doing from prior webinars, because there's Bob. Let's go fill out our form. Let me just save this, just make sure. So we're going to preview this. And again, we can do the styling. In the past webinar, I showed you a little bit more about how we can provide styling. But I'm going to do Larry@larry.com. Wouldn't that be really annoying if you had an actual domain name with X number of letters and you always had to count how many times? No, just ignore that. Yes. My birthday is today or yesterday. Phone number 555-555-1234. And we hit submit. And it's going to say, thank you, blah, blah, whatever the confirmation was. Now, let's jump back over here. If I refresh, Lair's Larry has already been put into and subscribed to my newsletter. Let's go back to our submission log. Now, I don't remember if my submission log handles. I think it does. There's Larry. Basically, we have not set up the primary and secondary fields, but if we were to actually look at this entry here, the details of this entry, we're going to see that Larry from LarryLarry.com, yes, likes money, that's the birthday. See, notice how we get the additional details. It's stored in our records. Plus, we can actually connect multiple forms. How do I know that? Let's go back to all our forms. So let's say you want something going to the newsletter, something going to another registration thing, another location that you're subscribing people to. In your form settings, in the integration, you can create multiple HTML forms. And you can even go through and say, well, there's conditional logic. Well, what if we add a rule that says, what if they did not like money is no. Well, then we're going to submit them to the self-help group newsletter about not liking money, whatever. So you can actually embed or rewrap multiple forms. Now, the other part of this that is so helpful, because you have the ability to deal with themes and apply themes and style themes, the forms for at great detail. You can embed these forms that look a lot better than just a traditional HTML wrapped form. This is still going directly to Sendy. It's still basically when we submit, it then cross posts to that form. So that is the benefit of HTML form wrapping. It's a perfect solution for anybody who has old school systems or non-API'd systems. And now you control what goes where and you can rebuild the forms however you want. All right, so let's now build a new form because I am going to show you another really cool integration. Yes, last time we talked about payments, PayPal, Stripe, all that type of stuff. But one of the other great integrations with one of the extensions is Zapier, right here. If you activate Zapier, it does some really cool things with Zapier. And I'm sure other form plugins that work with Zapier work well. But for now, this is what I am recommending for anybody who wants to cross-post into WordPress. And I'm going to give you that example. So I have activated Zapier. We're going to build a form. Let's call this one Zap a Post. And let's say, all right, we want somebody to, we're going to create a much nicer method for clients to post content. So we are going to say this one, title. We don't need that. We will do a tooltip instead. Enter a title for your post. Yes, this is required. This error message only shows up if they have not filled it in. And then, nice thing about this, you don't have to create a uniform error message thing. Everything can be done individually. So, whoops, you forgot the title again, or you don't have to be so condescending to your clients. But so there's our title. Let's go ahead and create a larger piece of content. Where's my... We'll do that. And we'll do this description, because this is going to, we're going to give a client a better way of posting photos. Description of photo. We don't need this. Tell your readers where you shot the photo, who is in the photo, what camera you used, etc. And we'll say that's also required. Now, let's go ahead and also, let's do an image. No, not that one. That's an image select. We've got an upcoming webinar on that one. Let's just do a file upload. And so we will do this. Upload image. Upload image. It's required, and we can say which images are we allowing, what's our size. Let's say make sure you keep it below 50 megs. And sure, you can have multiple files that you upload if you wanted to. Now, Brent, we're going to talk about let me answer that question in just a moment, because that's a major rabbit trail. Yes, it's possible, but it's not how you think it's possible. So, all right, so let me grab this one, and then let's go ahead and style this slightly different. So I'm going to go ahead and create a two column here. And we're going to go and grab some properties. And this is going to be our wrapper of content. And I want the... Basically, I'm now going to split. So see how I've now split this? Now you into 4 and 8. The reason why is I want to grab this title over here. The upload's going to be right below the title, and the description is going to be over here. Now, before we leave, let's go ahead and actually save this so we don't lose what we've done. And then, I do need a button to submit. Great. We'll change this to say send photo. Okay, there's our send photo. We'll even go in here and let's grab a little styling. We'll put a different theme on it. I don't know, lava rocks. It's the first one that popped on. That is horrible. Well, it's not horrible, but it's just different. But a peach button. These are actually pre-styles taken from a number of the, like the Ace editor. And if that's not enough color change. So these are generic open source themes that you'll see in a lot of editors. Something went wrong. That's not good. Hold on. Let's refresh this whole page because I'm having this. Maybe I didn't. Oh, well, that's why, because for some reason I got logged out of WP starter theme. All right, let's go back in here. Now we're logged in. Let's quick change of style. Okay, so it's a little more unique. We'll save this. All right, so now we've got the, oh, and I needed to put a button. And we're going to change this one to send photo. Save that. All right, let's go into our form settings. We'll go to our integrations. With our integrations, we have the ability to do Zapier. Now, at this point, we have to set up Zapier. Now, has anybody never set up Zapier before? You've just heard about it? Anybody? Okay, good. So I'm going to just take just a moment to set this up and show you exactly what to do. So basically, if you've never used Zapier, it's fine. You can create an account on Zapier.com. Your first three zaps are basically free, so you can test things out. So we're going to go to the My Zaps page. Nice thing is, if you're already logged in, just click that link, and it's going to take you to your Zaps page. Basically, I have nothing, so I'm going to make a new zap. So at this point, make his new zap, we are going to select webhooks as the trigger app, and we are selecting catchhook as the trigger. So that's what we need to do. We can type in webhooks here. Then in our trigger, we are going to do a catch hook. So it's waiting for a post put get to a certain Zapier URL. That's what we're doing. And hit continue. At this point, boom, boom, it gives us a URL. We copy this. We go back to the Form Studio and we copy this in. At this point, we need to actually know the fields that we are passing. So if I'm going to say this is our title and I'm going to grab the title field, great. We are going to call this one our description. Boom, there's our description. And we will add this one our photo. Uploaded image. So see what we've now just, these are the fields that exist that we are collecting. At this point, we can send a sample request. It's going to tell us, all right, successfully sent. Let's go back here and say we can refresh this. Oh, we don't need to. So at this point, we have to go back here and this title, description, and photo are key because we are going to be looking for the, let me just do this. We'll customize the hook here. Test and review. Great. Pulled the hook. Title, it's looking for description, looking for photo. So once we've got this in here, we want to do something. See, we're done editing. So we're going to do a WordPress post. WordPress post, what do we want to do? Do you want to create a post or do you want to upload a new media file that can be used as a featured image? We're going to create a new post right now. At this point, we need to connect to our WordPress site. I believe I already added this. So this is simply just you're having a username and a password that is able to post. So we're going to continue. I think it's going to this place. So because we've already, yes, it is. Notice how here's all of the custom post types. This is why Zapier is a little more powerful than IFTTT to post, because when we're connecting our WordPress site into Zapier, we get access to all the custom post types. So even if you create a custom post type with types and views, with pods, with anything, you will see them show up here. Now I'm just going to go ahead and create a new post. And once we're there, we come in here and say, you know what? Pull the title from the catch hook. Great. The featured media, pull it from, hold on. My content. Let's grab the description. And where's what I'm looking for? Choose one of my uploaded media. Oh, use a there. So I had to use a custom value, which means grab my featured media coming from this, from the catch hook. So you see how we've now done that? Status, we can publish it. You can set it to be whatever author. So we'll just set it as me. And then if you want any other dates, if you leave all of these alone, it's going to do their default thing. So it'll be the current date that it's on there. So then we continue, and we know that, great, we are going to have a post type post, title, featured image, photo. It's sending everything exactly what we need, test and review. A test post was sent to WordPress. Retest and continue. I don't think I need to retest. I did. All right, so we're done editing. Then, in order for it to actually work, we have to turn this Zap on. All right, so we now have a Zap that is turned on for here. Save the details. And so, let me just save this as well. If we go preview, we're going to see that now we have a styled form for our client. Amazing sunset. This was an amazing sunset. Woo! And let's go ahead and I have no idea. We've got all sorts of images going on here. Let's grab a round table. Sure. Send photo. Thank you. All right. Let's go to our posts. Amazing sunset. This was an amazing sunset. Where's our featured image? Oh, please work. Huh. Did it get uploaded to the media library? Nope. All right. Well, something I'll have to figure out why that didn't upload. But you'll notice how with this Zapier, we've been able to take a form, cross-post it to whatever post we wanted, and by sending it to Zapier, we can turn around and we can cross-post it to multiple locations. How can we do that? Again, in the form settings, in the integration, you can create as many as you want. So it just makes it that much easier. All right. One more. This may be a little more advanced, but I'm going to try and get you all started with the dynamic form filling that we're going to have to figure out. So there's several ways we can do this. If we build a new form, and we'll call this one Super Dynamo, because why not? Let's just go ahead and say, hey, we need your name. So in our properties, what's your name? Tell me your name. It's going to be important for that because we're going to reproduce this in multiple locations. So here in this, tell me your name, if we look at the data, now we're not going to turn on this just yet because this is going to come from a different location. Our advanced area, where do I want to do this? Bear with me 1 second. I'll do it in another location. Let's close the properties. So then we're going to do a drop down. So in our select box is, how can we help you? How can we help you? Here we are. Let's go over here. I am looking for a home to rent. Home rent. Home to buy. Home buy. Boat to sail. Sailboat. So those are our options. And we'll do a please select in here. And we'll save the details. Now, we briefly talked about conditional logic. And I'm going to quick create something. So we're going to present a client or a user with a form that just simply, as you see with the preview, this is Bob. And how can we help you? We have different choices. So based on what Bob selects, we're going to populate this item. So let's just go ahead and I'm going to create different fields. This is a muffin field, muffins. And we're going to come over here to our logic, enable conditional logic, show this field if, how can we help you, is boat to sail. The CSS is off. I'm working to fix that. So that will only show if, here, let me just show you, that only shows if people have selected how can we help you. Boom. Home to buy. No. Boat to sail. Muffin shows up. So we can now populate the different fields based on what they need. Now, I can also, I don't have to do just a single, this is conditioned on one thing. So let's say you need to get the muffin field for several options. In our logic, we can add a rule. So how can we help you is also home to buy. We're not looking to ask this question if they're doing rental. But this way, we don't have to create a muffin field for the sailboat, a muffin field for the home buy. We can simply put a conditional logic that will do either of those. So we save this, preview this, home to rent, no, home to buy. Oh, I know why. Anybody see what my conditional logic? I said both of these must be required. So see, if we go back to our conditional logic, if all of these rules match, we need to have if any of these rules match, because otherwise there's no way to select both of them. So it's preview. Home to buy, muffin shows up. Home to sale, muffin shows up. Home to rent, that goes away. So at this point, we now have, we can create a almost a flow chart for people filling out, and then we can populate based on what we need. Now, here's the other thing. Remember how I had also just shown you, well, what if I need to post content to a certain area where we can do this Zapier? We can fill out the whole Zapier, the webhook, create a Zap that will go to a certain post. It will, like say you need to add additional content to each post. But based on what's happening, we're having this conditional logic and say only post to this specific webhook URL, our Zap, if the person has chosen boat to sail. If they've chosen boat to sail, then we will post to this area. If they chose home to rent, we're going to post to a different area and then fill out all the fields, even custom fields. So we can create multiple ways to post based on conditional logic. But let's go one step further. Because here in, actually I want to stay here. In the advanced options, not in the advanced options. Let me go here. Let's see here. No, close this. Delete. Okay. Get post. So this is the really cool thing. Oh, let's do this. Sorry, we need to create another post. So let's say this is the first form we're creating and where we're filling things out. But if they submit, and we need to put a submit button, which we will fix in just a moment. What we're trying to do is have somebody fill out the form. If they have selected home to buy and they put the muffin as blueberry, when they hit submit, we need to send them to a secondary form because we need more information. But when we send them to a secondary form, we want to bring over like their name. So I'll just do that as a simple example. You guys can extrapolate and build from there. So does everybody understand what I'm trying to do? You have your introductory form. And then based on the entry, if they have entered something that we are looking to collect further information, some where you'd also do this is, you have a form for a review. If they choose a 5-star review, we should send them to a second form to get more information about giving us a testimonial. But we don't want to ask for a testimonial if they have given a 2-star. Get the concept of what we're looking at here? So here's our first form. We have to create a second form, and I'm going to create two pages, open two tabs. So we're going to build a new form and say more info testimonial. So I'm going to start over here by saying, you know what, I need some HTML like this. Because again, we're only doing this if they like blueberry muffins. So, you like blueberry muffins too. That sounded kind of creepy. But hey, that's what this webinar is all about. So let's grab our name and properties, name. In our data, we're gonna grab dynamic values. The property we are looking for is name. Sounds pretty simple. That's the parameter. You're going to see this in just a moment. Let's save that. So we need to remember name. And then we're going to say, we'll just leave that as is. And then let's do, I'll just say, please give us a testimonial. Testimonial. All right. We're saving this, and let's go ahead and put a submit. Great. We've got this taken care of. Now, in order for me to actually put this whole into practice, we're going to go place this on a WordPress page, and I can't remember if I'm using the block editor on this page or not, so I'm just going to grab the short code if we need to. And let's go to a page, add new page. If the block editor there, we'll just grab it the other way. More info. So I'm going to come over here. Oops. Form Studio. Select the form. More info testimonial. Publish. The reason why we need to publish, because we need the URL. Okay, so there's our more info. We need this URL. Let's go back to our original form, the one where they filled out the selection, and then if they're going to put the blueberry, we're going to take them somewhere else. So let's go over here to form settings. In our integrations, we now are going to do the get post. So what are we going to do? We are going to post to this URL a bunch of query parameters. We want the name. Remember how that name is the dynamic parameter? And we're going to do conditional logic, enable this integration if the muffin field is blueberry. So it's very specific. Save. And then I need to make sure that, oops, when we actually submit, I'll show that in just a moment. Let's, my confirmation. Let me hold off on this because I'm just making sure that my get post. Let's do that first. We may come back to this. I may have to add the form setting, but I need to. We'll test one thing before we go further. So this is the Super Dynamo. We need to create a new page. Our new page here. Super Dynamo, Form Studio, publish. All right, now let's go take a look at our new system. So here's Bob Bobertson. How can we help you? Yes, I'd like a boat to sail. My blueberry is my muffin. Submit. Now at this point, oh, it didn't redirect. Hold on. That's what I was afraid of. Let's go back here. It actually posted that, but let's change this. Super Dynamo. We have to edit this. Why isn't my get post there? Didn't we not save that? Maybe we didn't save it and that's why it didn't do anything. Name here. I'll also add in muffin just so you can see how it's populating all of that. All right, so we've get post enabled, save. Let me just make sure it's still there. I think we moved to another field and never there. It's on. Okay. I think what happened is we went to another location and then we forgot to save this field and I simply closed out. So let me just try this one more time. And if it's not, we'll have to force the redirection. Bob Bobertson, how can we help you? Blueberry. No. Oh, it's, I have still have it set to going to the confirmation page and not to. Redirect to a certain URL. That's the one we want. Save that. Save. All right, we're almost there. Thanks for hanging in with me to get to the bottom of this. Super Dynamo is what we want, that page. Testing name, how can we help you? Blueberry, submit. Now it takes us, where's my get post? Oh, come on. What am I missing? Because I'm running out of time. I probably should have drunk a little more coffee before I started. Basically, I'm just saying go right ahead and send it. We're adding the query parameters. Well, here, this is what it would look like. Name equals Bob, and the muffin equals blueberry. So if I were to paste this in, let's get rid of this. Oh, and I'm really now messing it all up. All right, I'm gonna have to figure out why it's not forwarding, because basically it should immediately populate that post. So it should actually automatically populate because we have our name. But it is not wanting to do that. So my query variables are not coming through. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out what in the world is going on. It could be my server that I've locked down to not handle weird URLs. And once I figure that out, I will give everybody the update. But so that's one of the ways we can pass one field. But once I figure it out, why it's happening, we can pass a field data to another field and pre-populate. So it's a way to kind of create a stringed bunch of fields that we can create a funnel for a client without them having to fill out multiple forms over and over and over again, because we can pre-fill out certain fields based on what they did on higher level forms. But so we're going to stop today, just because I'm running into a hard stop here. That yes, you can use Zapier to cross post. Yes, you can use forms, other HTML forms, embed those into Form Studio and submit them off through the integration. And once I figure out what in the world is why it's not posting properly, I will have an answer for you on the third thing. I hope you had some fun experimenting. Nothing works exactly how we want 100% of the time, but I hope you're enjoying the adventure of us trying different things. So take care. Have a great rest of the Wednesday. I will see you guys tomorrow for another webinar. Don't forget, Friday's also another webinar. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.